podcasting now.
You're listening to a Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy podcast.
So I know that sometimes you listen to our show and you're thinking, I can't tell if they're pulling my leg or if they're serious. Most of the time we're somewhere straddling that line. But we also thought it would be fun to play a little game called Two Truths and a Lie. And we're going to give away some prizes to each person who correctly identifies which one of us is a big liar.
Correcto. Mm-hmm.
So, for instance, say you get on the line with us. Emily will tell you a statement. Jeremy will tell you a statement. I'll tell you a statement. Only two of us are telling the truth. You have to pick out who the liar is.
Yep.
Yeah.
Pretty fun, actually.
Right. And a great way to get to know us.
Yeah. It couldn't be more silly. And if you want to play, we need how many contestants? Five?
We need five.
Yeah.
We need five contestants. Call now. Nicole is on the line. Hello, Nicole.
Hi.
Are you pretty good, you think, at telling if someone's lying or not?
Sort of.
What is it that gives it away to you?
Maybe I think the just past information in their character themselves.
Character.
What's that?
The problem is the three of us on this show have no character. Mm. So how are you going to do this?
I guess we'll see just if my it. Luck is is good or not.
We have prizes to give away for each person who gets this right.
Yeah, I'm going to throw some Panera Bread gift cards at our winners today. Yummy. So we'll send you to lunch. Everywhere.
So the way this will happen, Nicole, is Emily will make a statement, Jeremy will, and then I will. You have to tell us which one of the three of us is lying. Are you ready?
Yes.
Emily, you go first.
Okay. Nicole, I'm allergic to pineapple.
Jeremy?
This is slightly embarrassing, but when I was a wee lad, I had worms.
And I will say I eat pancakes and waffles with cheese on them. Nicole, who's lying?
I'm going to say Emily.
You're a winner.
Whoa! Nailed it.
Stay on the line.
Awesome. Thank you.
You're welcome. Because you did have worms, didn't you?
I did have worms.
And you talk about your white trash cheese all the time.
I know. We got to start it with an easy one. Who's next? That was Nicole. Next, we go to Jay. Hello, Jay.
Good morning.
Are you ready to play?
Yes, sir. And just so you know, I play this game all the time on road trips. This is a great road trip game.
Good to know.
Figure out who's lying.
I've never been on a road trip with you.
Emily, go first.
Okay. Growing up, I had a pet ferret named Mick.
Mm. Jeremy.
I have in my possession a little plastic tube full of all of my baby teeth.
I once sang on stage with Elton John. Just one song, but that counts. Jay?
Well, I know that. I wish I'd had the first one. I'm going to say it's...
I need an answer.
I'm going to say it's you, Dom.
What?
You.
You don't think I sang with Elton John?
Levon! No.
It wasn't Levon, it was Benny and the Jets.
Actually,
that's a big lie. You're a winner.
Hey, all right. Good job.
I never sang with Elton John. Hold on, Jay.
Sure.
Are we that obvious that when we lie?
Levon.
You're giving it away.
Oh, I'm not giving anything away. Here's Jennifer. Hello, Jennifer.
Hi.
You think you're good at this game?
Probably. I play it all the time. I'm a teacher. And I do it with my students.
Come on, students lie every day.
Exactly.
All right.
So she knows.
Are you ready? Emily, go first.
Okay, Jennifer. I am a distant relative of Virginia McMath, also known as Ginger Rogers.
Mm.
Jeremy?
You'll want to hang with me if we're wandering around alleys in Denver because I have my brown belt in Taekwondo.
And I will tell you, Jennifer, that I went to kindergarten in Alaska. So who's lying?
Jeremy.
No!
That is actually true.
He does have a brown belt.
I do. It's been years.
And he wears
years.
It with black shoes, which is...
It's just disgusting.
No, you have a brown belt in what?
Taekwondo. Yeah.
I didn't even know that, Jennifer, so don't feel bad.
And here, I'll really punch you in the face.
I really did go to kindergarten in Alaska. Our liar was, once again, Emily.
Yeah. It's,
Darn.
Thanks. Ginger threw you off.
Thanks for trying, Jennifer.
Darn.
Okay. Bye, Jen. Better luck with the students, okay? Okay, bye-bye.
Okay.
All right. Next up is Christine. Hello, Christine.
Good morning.
Are you ready to give her a shot?
I am.
Emily?
Okay, I will tell you that my very first kiss was to a boy wearing leg warmers named Billy Desbonnets.
What?
Jeremy?
Not many people know that I am actually a Civil War enthusiast, and about one weekend a month I participate in Civil War reenactments.
I will tell you that my last pet was a cat named Sydney. What do you think, Christine? Who's
I'm
lying?
I'm going to go with Jeremy.
Do you think Jeremy's lying?
Yes.
You're right.
Hey!
Oh, you wouldn't Civil believe that? War reenactment.
Yeah, I played Stonewall Jackson.
That was too easy. Gosh.
You're in Colorado.
You got to come up with better
We got open fields and cannons.
Christine, hold on. You win a prize.
Yay, thank you.
You're welcome. And then there's Kim. Hello, Kim.
Good morning.
How do you think you'll do?
Oh, terribly.
Emily? You got this.
Yes.
Kim, these guys, they're good liars.
Well, figure this. Riddle me this. Okay. Kim, right now, I am wearing green striped underwear.
Ooh, meow.
Jeremy?
I came in second place during a donut eating competition.
And my mother was a realtor.
I got to say Emily.
You think Emily was lying?
I do.
No!
Oh, you want to see Kim?
Post that up on Facebook.
Prove it.
No. Actually, this time around, it was Jeremy.
Yes, I did Darn. Not participate in a donut eating contest.
You seem like a donut kind of guy.
I am
a donut kind of guy, though.
That's how you tell a lie.
Uh-huh.
Thanks for trying, Kim.
Have a great day.
You
too.
As well. That was fun. How often do you want to bring that game back?
Yeah, once every 6 months, maybe.
No.
He's lying. He's lying. He wants to do it every
Tomorrow.
Month.
Tomorrow at 8.
Make sure you like us on Facebook. Just search Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy.